Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First, Clint Frazier has gone on social media with a small little dig towards the New York Yankees. First off, these uniforms are so sick. I'm so excited to join the Cubs. One of the biggest reasons I chose to come here was the fan base, lies, and how electric you guys can be towards your players. I'll be just as electric for you guys, too. And then here's the little dig. Here's to leaving my razor at home.
Ah.
Grow all the facial hair you want, kid.
He also took a shot at Susan Waldman.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I did not see that one.
Well, I'll give you the tweet, and I think you'll know the background. If you don't know the background, I'll
because
fill you.
The only thing I've here is I'll be continuing to wear number 77 as well.
Yeah,
I requested number 7, but unfortunately, it was taking, marking that as the first time I ever asked for that.
All
number.
Right, so you don't know the background. I'll help you out on this. So Susan Waldman, I think, claimed that Clint Frazier asked for number 7. Now, we all know that's retired from Mickey Mantle. I think it was a throwaway comment, and Clint Frazier denied that and said, I never asked for number 7.
I never asked for Mickey Mantle's number.
And I think Susan made that. Now, I'm not sure if Susan ever backed off that or how that ended, but that was a little controversy for a while that Susan was claiming Clint Frazier requested the number 7.
So good for
Clint,
him, by the way,
puts a little dig in there at that controversy from a few years ago.
All right, so he claims it was the first time he ever asked for number 7.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
By the way, like, were Yankee fans offended by that? I wasn't here at the time. Were you like, oh, my God, I can't believe Clint Frazier asked for Mickey Mantle's number?
You know what ended up happening, Craig? The story became Susan and Clint, not Clint asking for 7. You know what I mean? Like, I think the story instantly became the controversy of
who's telling the
truth. It's also become one of those things that a lot of fans just still believe is accurate. Because I get a bunch of calls. And then plus he's asking for number 7. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, one of those urban legends that have now become a fact.
We do have to recognize that if you were born in the 1990s.
Right.
And you're oblivious to history, that you might ask for a number, not out of disrespect, just because you like the number and don't know any better.
So even if he did.
Right? Is that possible?
So even if he did, you wouldn't take great offense to it?
No.
You'd say, look, he's a kid he didn't know.
Like, and here's why. Mm-hmm. This is the problem with society today.
What?
Everyone's so offended by so many things that really aren't offensive. Okay, let's say Clint Frazier did ask for the number 7, right? Oh, my God. How could he ever do such a thing? Like, the Mantle family's not pissed off about it. It's like you're all just so
I think you
sensitive.
Just want, it's not about being sensitive. I think it's just
yeah, it
want
is.
Someone to understand the history of the franchise, especially a history-making thing that's as important
all
as
right.
Mickey.
Now, oh, my God.
I do want to clarify, Susan Waldman later apologized to Clint Frazier and said that, I guess she heard it, and it turned out to be a fake story.
So she acknowledged she made it up.
No, she acknowledges that
she heard it from
somewhere.
Where'd she hear it from?
All I know is
Clint Frazier heard it from her own brain. What are you people doing? Wait a minute, nobody's talking about me. Let me invent the story that never happened.
And by the way, in her story,
yeah.
Just to kind of push back on what you said.
Sure.
Susan, part of the story, said Clint asked, hey, do you consider unretiring numbers? Because I'd like to wear number 7. So he was aware in the story,
in
which
the story
again turned
out
not to be
so
true.
So in the story that she invented,
right.
He acknowledged, I know this is Mickey Mantle's retired number.
Right.
Is anyone allowed to wear it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That never happened.
And by the way, you were around, so I'm surprised you missed this or forgot
when
about
when did this happen?
April of 17.
April of 17?
You were still here.
I was still here. Killing it, by
did
the
you
way.
Miss it?
I don't know.
Did you not find it interesting enough to talk about on the
maybe morning? It was boring to me. Of all the dramatic things, he had a chance to attack me, and he didn't. Here I am making up stories about Clint Frazier and Mickey Mantle.
Here's the thing.
You know, I had a threesome once with Clint Frazier and the corpse of Mickey Mantle.
Oh, calm down now.
He could still get down to first base pretty quick.
Oh, jeez.
What are you people thinking? Garrett Cole's a rock star. He sang me the national anthem. Leave alone.
SNY's going to dump that.
Stop thinking. SNY better not dump that. Stop dumping our show.
I guarantee it.
I have been hearing about that lately. They've been dumping content. You people stop with that. By the way, wait to hear this story that's brewing right now. It's crazy town.
What you
but
got?
First, Ernie's in Islip. Ernie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Craig. How you doing? How you doing, Evan?
What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I'm here with my daughter, Isabel.
Hi,
Isabel.
Hi, Isabel. How old is Isabel?
Seven.
Wow. Are you in first grade?
No, second grade.
You're in second grade. That means you're really smart. You're way ahead of the game. And what's your favorite topic in school?
Math?
All right, I'm going to teach you something about math right now, okay?
Okay.
Remember this, 1, 3, 5, 7. Can you remember that?
1, 3, 5, 7.
1, 3, 5, 7. Okay, now, why are those numbers special? Do you know? I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because they're the only single-digit prime numbers in the world. Okay?
Okay.
So what are those numbers again?
1, 3, 5, 7.
You got it. That's how smart you are. 1, 3, 5, 7. Never forget that, okay?
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite team? The Jets.
Oh, poor
all right,
girl.
The Jets.
Good
the
job,
Jets.
Ernie. Good job, Ernie.
All right, well, listen.
By the time she's 30, we'll all celebrate a Super Bowl.
I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and your dad's going to give us your address, okay? And then when I get around to it soon, I'm going to find a couple boxes of New York Jets Band-Aids, and I'm going to send them to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas and a great New Year, all right?
Merry Christmas, guys.
Be good, Ernie. Take care, Elizabeth. Hold on 1 second. Tommy, do your thing. There you go. She learned something today. Okay?
By the way,
yeah.
You need to address something.
What?
I feel bad doing this. What the hell happened to you?
What do you mean?
At about 2:18 on this radio station, I sit next to you. I hear you. You destroyed Kurt Warner's movie.
No, I didn't. I destroyed the trailer.
Oh, come on. And then he's sitting here and you're
destroyed
like,
the trailer.
It'll be a great movie to see.
No,
what happened to you?
I destroyed the trailer.
Oh, can you replay that audio, Big Mac?
I destroyed the trailer.
Okay, play the audio.
Stop playing
things.
I can
go back, but I have to admit, I think he's right.
No.
He said the trailer looked terrible.
Started with the trailer and then you killed the movie.
No, I said the trailer.
I don't know.
And I sat next to him and said I didn't like your trailer.
I don't know, man. Go back and listen to the audio.
Don't waste your time.
Waste your time. Yeah. You were destroying it.
I said the trailer.
Okay.
I did.
I'm going to go listen on my own, so you don't have to look it
you
up.
You listen on the way I'll home listen, and call me later.
And I'll take an L if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But if I'm right, you got explaining to do.
Okay, fair enough. You check it out for me.
If I'm right.
Have your burner account, Jessica Felden, check it out for me.
My burner account?
Yeah,
I don't have a burner account. If I turn out to be right and you killed the movie, here's what you're going to do.
I didn't see the movie.
I know that.
The only thing I've seen is the trailer, and I didn't like it. And I told him I didn't like it.
I'm going to go back and listen to the audio, assuming the Rewind app works.
Yeah, good luck with
that. If I'm right and you're wrong, you're going to call up Kurt Warner and say, I apologize, I forgot to tell you this. I think your movie's going to suck. You have to do that. Is that a deal?
Yeah, sure.
And if I'm wrong, I'll take it out. I'll say, hey, I'm sorry about
that. I'm acknowledging I ripped the trailer.
No, but you went a little past.
But how could I have ripped the movie? I didn't see it.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It probably isn't all that great.
Maybe you said that.
But I'm going to watch it with my family because there's nothing else for our family to do together but go bowling.
Okay.
And I'm so much better than my kids at bowling, it's not fun anymore.
Instead of listening to the gambling show at 6:30, I'm going to go back. Okay. I'm going to listen to our open, and I will give you a firm report on what I hear. But I remember you. The trailer sucked. The movie's going to be terrible.
I said it's the trailer was bad.
Okay.
And I called him on it.
All right.
Yeah, like I didn't sit next to him and go, I saw the trailer. Nice. It looks fantastic.
I don't think you went far enough, but okay.
Hey, Sonny, you're on the radio. Is it bothersome to you that I'm so much better than bowling than you and your brothers and sister?
Okay. Wait a minute.
Because it's boring for me now to beat you every time I play, so I just want to know if it's getting old for you, too.
Speaking of getting old, the last time we played, it seems like you actually came second.
No, I didn't.
Not true.
No, not true.
Ooh.
Not true. Not true at all, sir. Not true.
So you were not second to my grandfather, your father-in-law.
No, who won the second game? I did. Thank you. Now, I'm talking about you and your brothers and sister. Is it getting old for you? Because if it's not, when you come home in a week and a half, you know, I'll be your huckleberry. We can play again. Just let me know.
Can I tell a little story of the last time I went bowling?
We're breaking up a little bit now, but we will have you back on later in the show to break down Knicks, Spurs, and Nets, Mavericks if you'd like.
Okay.
You can tell the powder story. Go ahead.
Let's just say we were one frame in, and he didn't like the slipperiness of the lane.
The lack of slipperiness.
Oh, the lack thereof.
Right.
So he went to CVS and purchased a baby powder bottle and overheated the lane.
That's right. And everyone else complained about it, and my game took off. Because you need to have a slide into the lane, and most lanes, you know, the shoes they give you, you can't slide. So I typically buy a thing of baby powder. I spray baby powder all over the lane so I can slide into it. Well, this became a topic of argument, unfortunately, Evan. But I did win at the end of the day.
You did win.
Comes down to winners and losers.
That's by the way, speaking of losers, the number one.
I'll call you back, Sonny, all right?
All right.
I love you.
The number one is not a prime number, so you lied to that poor girl.
Oh, please.
The number two is a prime number, not number one.
Number two is not a prime number.
It's a prime number.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
No, it is.
357, all right?
2357.
Okay.
2357.
Christian's in Tom's
I'm
River.
Sorry.
Christian, what's going on?
Hey, Craig. How are we doing? How are you doing today?
How you doing, buddy?
Listen, I'm rolling around here. I'm a high school math teacher here at Tom's River
See?
High School.
He's going to confirm
and,
this.
Right. Listen, one is an odd number as well as 3, 5, and 7.
Yes.
But 2, 3, 5, and 7, those are prime numbers because they only have themselves,
and
the
one.
Number itself, and
right.
the number one
right.
to get to the product.
All right, I left two out. That's on me.
You said one instead of two.
I left two out. Okay, kill me.
More importantly, not to kill you because you've been great. I just want to remind you who I was, that I am the founder of the Tom's River Field of Dreams, and just wanted to thank you for having all the support and, you know, reaching out to me that if I ever needed any help in regards to fundraising or doing anything like that, that you would always be there and have my back.
So real quick, did you get to the goal number and are we good to go?
So grand opening, April 30th.
Awesome.
We got $400,000 from Governor Murphy from New Jersey.
Yep.
And we're about 150,000 short just because of, we added a few things, and you know how everything is now. Everything is like four times the price of what it was.
Especially wood.
We're on the hunt for like another 100, 150. And then after that, we've raised, you know, close to $3 million, you know, in a little bit less than 5 years. So it's
so, Evan, they're building. Well, you tell the story than I tell. But Christian reached out to me almost a year ago now on behalf of his child. They're building this amazing playground. That's you tell them because it's your thing. Go ahead.
Sure. Thanks, Craig. Real quick, I got in a car accident 9 years ago with my son Gavin, and he went from something to nothing. And along the way, I saw other people in the community who were in his position. So my wife and I, Mary, we built a special needs complex, playground, bocce ball court, basketball court, walking path, drive station, miniature golf course, baseball field, you know, a quiet corner. You know, everything that you would need if you had a special need and a special ability, you now have a place to go to, and you won't have to worry about being stared at or paying for anything. And your caretakers now have a place that they can see their loved ones now enjoy something that they never thought they could do, or do things that they did prior to their stroke.
That's awesome.
Or chemo, cancer, or whatever the case may be. And it's
awesome.
You know, if you visit our website, tomsriverfieldofdreams.com, you can make a donation there, and you can see what we're doing. And really the big part of the story is, if you're a dad or a mom or whatever, and you have this situation in your life, reach out to me, and I'll teach you how to build it in your backyard, in your community, in your town, because there needs to be more than just one of these.
Right, for a lot of people can't take their child from home to a facility like this, so having it in your backyard is also special.
That's great, man.
So the grand opening is in end of April?
April 30th, yeah.
What day of the week is that? Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
That's a Saturday, yeah. Saturday,
well, listen,
Saturday.
Count me in. I'm there. All right? Yeah. Count me in for sure to be there. And I listen, the cause is just, and I think it's great that you and your wife and obviously a lot of other people have gotten together to help this Field of Dreams. I've seen all the videos. It's very moving. And, you know, I'm blessed as Evan is. You know, I have able-bodied kids. Evan has two young kids who are, you know, are able-bodied kids, albeit, you know, he's a one-year-old. So very respectful of the plight of parents like yourself who are faced with this circumstance that they never in a million years expected and deal with it and overcome it and make the world as good a possible place as they can for their child. And in the process, wind up helping hundreds, if not thousands, of other kids. So God bless you for doing it. I'm in on April 30th, and please stay in touch, and best to your family.
Thanks, Greg. And most importantly, 2, 3, 5, and 7 are prime numbers.
I forgot about two.
I mean, you've got a 7-year-old to apologize to. This poor girl, Isabel, is going to go to school.
Yeah,
and
tell
she's going to say,
the two, add the two.
Hey, Mr. or Mrs., whoever the teacher is, I want to tell everybody what I learned yesterday from Uncle Craig.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I want to list the prime numbers.
That
and she's going to so proudly say 1, 3, 5, 7.
Oops.
And that teacher's going to have to look at this young girl and say, I'm so sorry. Uncle Craig was wrong.
That's you know what? I'm specifically not looking at Twitter right now.
So I hope Ernie, the father, is listening. Ernie, just correct her. Just say, look, Uncle Craig makes mistakes once in a while. It's okay.
Yeah.
It happens.
Ernie, sorry, buddy.
You say things with such confidence, too.
I forgot about two.
You said one, which is not a prime number.
I forgot about the number two.
So it wasn't even forgetting. You put a different number instead of the prime number.
Hey, and no jokes. Go check out Tom's River Field of Dreams, what Christian and his family have done. It's beyond. It's amazing. I grew up as a parent, you know, having two kids with Tourette's. And obviously, as many of you know, I had a foundation which no longer exists because of me. But one of the greatest things we ever did was run a summer camp called Camp Carton. And it was a week-long overnight camp for kids with Tourette's to give them the experience of camp, which, you know, a lot of kids don't get. And it, quote-unquote, it's like normalizing, allowing them to experience, you know, camp activities with other kids. And, you know, by no means would I compare my kids' plight or kids with Tourette's to those who have physical, you know, disabilities at all, because it is a much different thing. But I get it, and I respect it a great deal. Those kids, when they're out there at that Field of Dreams, and can do something as simple as you and I would take for granted as going down a slide.
Right.
And when those kids get to experience that, it is awesome. So I think it's great that he's doing that. And if you can help the cause and help him raise the final funds they need to make this entire site special, that'd be great. 877-337-6666. All right, that is not the story, by the way, I've been meaning to get to with Evan for the last 2 hours. We will get to it. It involves a 22-year-old college athlete who's breaking records. But along the way, people are unhappy. The woke community is now fighting amongst themselves. Next on The Fan. Oh, a little grubby, grubby, grubby hubby. It's officially the holiday season, and I'm sure your anxiety has already kicked in when it comes to what to get for family members, friends, and coworkers alike. Deliver joy this season with the gift of Grub. Whether for yourself or a delicious meal for the entire family, Grubhub provides the perfect gift for everybody on your list. Gift cards can be used to order something delicious on the side of the app and are available in both digital and physical formats, and they never expire. So give the gift of Grub all holiday season and learn more at Grubhub.com and download the app today.
I want to thank Joe Licato on Twitter. Don't worry, we'll address it. I'll inform Craig that he's got food on the side of his mouth that everybody is noticing on Twitter and needs to be cleaned up.
No food,
up.
No food.
So thank you. He supplied a
no
picture.
No food.
He supplied
no
a picture.
Food. I haven't eaten the whole show today.
He supplied
Let
a picture.
Let me see the picture.
Of the side of your mouth.
Hold on.
What is
Wait,
that?
Bend it down.
Mess.
I can't see. Tilt it. Oh, that damn Triscuit. I had a cracker 2 hours ago.
Oh, just sitting
and it's
there.
Just, thanks for telling me, Ace.
Joe Licato told us.
Yeah, Joe Licato's a good
you.
Friend. You're not.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't realize it. I wasn't paying attention. The
Damn
microphone
it.
Blocks your face.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Neither team's any nearer as good as the New England Patriots. And then there's this story, Evan. A 22-year-old swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania has continued her dominant performance this season. Why would Evan and I care about a 22-year-old female swimmer at an Ivy League school?
Yeah, why would I care, bro?
Setting numerous pool records, meet records, and program records.
Good for her.
At a recent 3-day event in Ohio last weekend. Leah Thomas blew away the competition on Friday in the 500-yard freestyle preliminaries. In the finals, Thomas won by 7 seconds in the 200-yard freestyle. In the 1,650-yard swim, she finished 38 seconds ahead of her nearest competitor.
She sounds dominant.
She sounds like the greatest woman swimmer in the history of the NCAA, and she very well might be. But herein lies the problem, Evan. She was not always a she.
So she's transgender?
She is transgender. She's gone through testosterone replacement, this and that, whatever process you go through to go from man to woman. Mm-hmm. And she's allowed to compete now at the NCAA level as a woman. Born a man, swimming as a woman.
Right.
Physical body, exactly what it was, other than the no penis thing. And she's taking as estrogen as opposed to testosterone, whatever the case is. I don't claim to understand all of it. I'm just going along with the story.
Mm-hmm.
So the very community that fought very hard for transgendered athletes to be able to compete against the same sex that they identify with and then ultimately make the forever change from one to the other, as Leah did, they fought very hard for athletes like Leah Thomas to be able to now compete based on her chosen gender.
Right.
Okay. Herein lies the problem now.
That she's kicking everyone's ass?
She's kicking everybody's ass.
Is that the problem?
Now, she swam competitively as a young man or boy.
Right.
And was a good swimmer, but not a dominant swimmer. But now she's changing the record books. Now she's dominating other women in her chosen sport.
Right.
And now the cries are, that's not fair.
Right.
Because physically, she was born a boy.
Right.
Now what do you do?
And the drugs you're taking are not changing that aspect of you, right?
Well, you take estrogen.
Right, but it's not physically changing what you were born with in terms of...
Well, other than surgery and that. Yeah.
No, I understand that. But there's a reason why men and women are separated. They don't compete against each other for the most part.
Because men would dominate.
Yeah, and that's not a sexist thing to say. It's just that's
factual.
That's why it happens.
Right.
Right? So if that aspect isn't changing with the estrogen that you're taking...
And there's a testosterone component in there where you can't compete in the NCAA you've done this year-long testosterone reduction thing.
Hypothetical to answer this whole question.
Yeah.
If an NBA player... I'm not going to name any names because, why would I?
Yeah.
But a star NBA player...
Okay.
...identifies as female.
Okay.
And goes through the changes to become a female.
She will now be the greatest WNBA player.
She can play
player.
In the WNBA.
Yes.
Okay.
You can't deny that.
That would cause some controversy.
Do you think?
From a competitive balance standpoint.
Of course not. She's dunking.
Right. Not an identifying what gender argument.
Right.
In a terms of a competitive balance argument, I have a feeling, I could be wrong, that would cause major controversy.
Yeah, like for example, if Connie McGregor decided to fight Amanda Nunes, who's accepted as the best current female fighter in MMA, would that be a fair fight?
What if Kyra Merving decided to play in the WNBA?
Not fair. Right?
Yeah, I mean, logic tells you that wouldn't be fair, right? That's not crazy.
You can't stop them from doing it should they choose and obviously have the skill set to play at that level, compete at that level. So it's a big deal because...
This is a tough one.
Here's the problem.
How are you supposed to handle this?
Everybody wants to be sensitive
to
people like Leah Thomas.
Of course.
Who are not faking.
Right.
Like Leah Thomas was a boy, is now a woman.
And she has every right to do it, and God bless her for it.
No problems. That's not the issue here. The issue is, okay, I was born a woman. I'm competing at the highest NCAA level against other women. Leah Thomas was born a boy. Therefore, physically, she is more apt to be stronger than I am. Take all negative connotations out of that because I meant none by it.
Right.
That's just a fact. There are obviously women who are stronger than men. This is not that conversation.
Yeah, but in general, that's why in women's tennis, they're not competing with men.
Correct, because they would lose.
Right.
Correct. Like the old line has always been, the 100th ranked man would beat Serena Williams 6-0, 6-0. I don't know if that's factual or not.
I don't know if I agree with
that. But that's always
been
the
thing. But I understand your point. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I get you.
So it's this weird, these worlds are colliding now.
Yeah.
Because the one community that was in favor of it wants to allow transgendered people to compete, and why can't they, right?
Right, right.
Or now say, whoa, time out, time out. She's shattering records.
Right.
Like, it's not like she's a second better. She was almost a full minute
better. But Craig,
it's like she's in the pool by herself.
But Craig, herein lies the issue. Let's say she was good, not great. Right?
At what? As a
at
boy?
Swimming. No, no. In the new
as
division she's in. As a female.
No one would say anything.
Right.
Nobody would say anything.
Yeah, but that's not how you make
the
rules
problem,
up,
here's the
you
problem,
you can't
though.
Make rules up based on how good you are. Well, do you agree problem, with that?
Yes. Okay. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that, and no disrespect to Leah Thomas, who I'm sure is a wonderful gal, just trying to live her life. So it's not a personal thing
right,
at all, right?
Right, right.
And I'm sure it's dealt with stuff that you and I could never imagine. Here in lays the problem, though. The problem is that her success and level of domination is what everyone that's opposed to it has been afraid of, right? Like, she's not
that
just
she's dominating,
winning.
Right?
Like,
right, right.
You are taking the record books and literally throwing them out
some
the window.
Some may say there needs to be asterisks in the record book.
Well,
now.
It's like, you know, you made fun, you know, if it was Kyrie Irving, right? If it was
I never said Kyrie Irving.
Callie Mervin,
I don't know what you're
whatever you
about.
Said.
I never said
right,
that.
Right? Like, take any person. It's clearly not fair.
Right.
Right?
And you can't make rules based on how good someone is. That's the problem.
Well, so what do you do? Now, I'll tell you this. I want Leah Thomas representing my country in the Olympics. The Germans have been doing it forever.
That's a different story.
You've seen those German truck drivers swimming. They're not all women either.
Let's all agree. In the Olympics, none of this matters.
Yeah.
Just get home the gold
so,
for Team USA.
Like, I want to call Katie Ledecky up, right? If this Leah Thomas is that good, sign her up. I'll put her in a pool against Russians and Germans and Koreans yeah. and Chinese and Australians and New Zealanders. Let's rock.
Yeah, the answer, unfortunately, is you got to compete, I guess, in the gender you were born
now,
with.
Now, are you allowed to compete in the Olympics? Or no?
I don't know how those rules are. I know that seems unfair and maybe not being, I don't know, progressive. But if this is what happens when someone's good, you can't just penalize someone who's really good. That's my point. Do you agree
yeah.
with that?
Yeah.
Like, you can't selectively say... It's allowed. Like, if you are now a female, you can compete with other females, but then say, but this person's too good. That's not allowed.
Yeah.
You can't operate that way.
I
Doesn't
agree.
It have to be consistent?
Which is why, like, it's... Listen, you respect the fact that, like, this is not someone trying to get over on anyone.
No, no, no. She's doing nothing wrong.
Right? This is not like, this is, you know, this is not someone just saying, hey, listen, you're average as a guy... We're going to pretend you're a woman.
Right.
This is someone who actually, that's just her life.
This is not Ladybugs with Rodney
exactly.
Dangerfield.
No one's doing the fake switcheroo
right.
just to win a trophy.
Right.
This is a gal who's now living her life
yeah.
as a woman.
And she's a swimmer.
That's she identifies and is now a woman.
Right.
But that's why I said, like, if Conor McGregor became Connie McGregor, and a bad example, I guess, I was going to fight Amanda Nunes, we would all agree that ain't fair.
Right.
She's going to destroy her.
Yeah.
Right?
The only time this becomes an issue is when someone is so good. That's the truth.
Exactly.
Because if she was middle of the pack, wouldn't be a story.
But then you have to wonder...
Or as big of a story, I should say.
I don't know, man. It's like...
It becomes a monstrous controversy, if you will, when you're dominating. And that's not necessarily fair, but that's just the reality. Ooh, it's not fair. She's winning by 30 seconds. This isn't right.
Yeah, like, and what are you supposed to do? Like, if you're the University of Pennsylvania, what are you supposed to do?
The rules are the rules.
If you don't let her swim, you're getting sued, right?
No, you'd let her swim, but then
you're
going to
get sued and lose.
Yeah, you'd have to make her compete with the boys, but that's, you'll get sued for that too.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're in a bad spot, right? Because there's no, like, hey, listen, Leah, we need you to swim with the guys.
So what's the answer?
I don't, can you have just a transgendered? Competition?
So like a third division?
I don't know. There's probably not enough transgendered Ivy League swimmers, I imagine, right?
Yeah, it's not popular, but... Or maybe it is popular. I have no idea. Like, I guess you got to go by what you were born with,
maybe
right?
You do what you said. Maybe you acknowledge, okay, she's the new champ, but there's an asterisk next to
you
it.
You could do that, too. But then if you finish in second by 30 seconds, you're annoyed. Like, you're talking about gold medals and silver medals. If you finish in second, it's not first, correct? You'd
That's
be
right.
bothered if you finished in second. So if you're one of those women who finished in second, yes, you can tell yourself, it's an asterisk. I'm putting an asterisk there. The school's putting an asterisk there. Bottom line is you didn't win. You can put as many asterisks as you want. Like, at the end of the day, Barry Bonds hit more home runs than anybody else.
Right.
I hate to use that comparison, but that's how we're so familiar with asterisks. Is it asterisk or asterisk?
Don't worry about it.
Whatever. The point is, you still finished in second.
Right. Like, if you're the gal that came in second, who happens to be a teammate of hers. Like,
what did she say about
when you get out of the pool, you're like, I won?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, when you call home or, like, you know, your parents are there. Hey, Anna, who's the gal that came in second. Hey, great race. We're so proud of you. She lost by 38 seconds in the 200-yard thing of its swim. They lost by 8 seconds, which is like you're not in the same pool, right?
Mm.
So like when the silver medalist gets out of the pool, are you like, hey, congratulations?
Yeah, I remember.
You really won this event?
I think you can relate to this. So many years ago, Joe and I had a really successful ratings book.
Come on.
It was our first one. We ended up having some pretty good success.
Yeah.
We finished second.
Okay.
But the station that finished number one was a Spanish-speaking station.
Okay.
So I said, hey, Joe, we were number one, right?
Yeah.
Chernoff didn't agree.
Is that right?
We didn't get the bonus for being number one.
Oh, you're a bad agent then.
So even though I would tell myself, hey, look.
Number one English-speaking show in New York City.
But technically, we didn't get the... Now, we got the number one the next book, so that was great. But for that moment...
Yeah.
Even though I told myself, Joe, it's an asterisk. We're really number one.
Right.
It didn't count. So don't you think, what's her name who finished second?
Andrew Marchand?
What? No, the girl who finished second. What's her name?
Anna something.
So you don't think Anna says, yeah, I think I really finished in first, but you didn't. You know what I mean?
Amongst people born as women, you did.
Okay.
Like, you put that on your resume?
No.
Against all other people born as a woman, I came in first. Against the field, I came in second.
Right.
Right? Yeah, it's a tough thing. I'm sure she went home, and unfortunately for this Leah, again, she's done nothing wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of resentment. There's got to be.
Yeah.
Because you're dominating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like if someone showed up to your Twitter baseball league and, you know, dominated.
Yeah, I do that every Sunday. No, I'm just kidding. I do not.
Why? You played one game this past season.
It's not a good year for me showing up. I got two kids, bro. I was busy. I still ran the league successfully.
You're the
though.
Only player
we
with
had.
Kids?
We had the umpires all work out. The fields were all taken care of. So while I didn't play a lot, fan baseball was a raging success
was
this year.
Was it Rob Manfred?
I think so.
Okay.
I think everybody was happy.
We had a good year. I've gotten some notes.
Notes.
I've got some notes to share with you. Yeah. Here is Lou in Queens. Hey, Lou, what's going on?
I'll try to make it quick. I want to hit on three quick points. But, you know, the one thing is funny is that you guys got to pretend like this is debatable. You know, you got to act like it's, you know, it's not ludicrous for how crazy it really is. You know, so that's
I think,
kind
no,
of,
no. I want to be clear. It is ludicrous. That's why I brought it up. But I'm not upset at Leah Thomas. She did nothing wrong, but allowing her to swim is silly.
Let me weigh in on that. I'm with you. I don't want to disparage this individual. I have nothing against this individual. But here's what I would say. I wouldn't totally say that she's done nothing wrong because to me it's an empty win for her. You know, and it's an empty win.
Yes.
It really is. I mean, it's almost like, and I know analogies are tough. You've made a couple, but it would be like, you know, me, a grown man, or you, and we go to play a pickup football game with a bunch of, you know, 8-year-olds.
Right.
You know, what I mean, that's an exact.
I don't think the disparity is that much, but I understand where you're coming from. The problem is, like, if she wants to swim, okay, these are the rules in front of her, so what is she supposed to do about it?
But what he's saying is, I'm with Lou to a point.
I get that.
Like, Lou, you're right about this. Here's what Lou is right about.
One last thing.
One sec. Lou, I think you're right where you're saying she should have enough respect for her fellow teammates and competitors that she knows this is not.
But what should she do? Could she choose to just say, you know what, even though I'm a female, I want to compete with the men?
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know, then what should she do?
I don't know. What's your last point, Lou?
Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'll make this one instead. Evan, I mean, it really is tough on the ladies, on the females. It really is.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm asking a simple question, though.
Well,
what should she do?
I'm going to get to it.
Go ahead.
I don't want to beat up on this lady, but I agree with what Greg Krug said, is that at some point, you you've got to look in the mirror and you've got to say, is it fair? And you have to have enough integrity to say, even though I have a desire, I'm going to either compete in my gender, or I'm going to advocate and try to hope that they start to develop leagues. But, you know, it's just, you know, we don't get to just do what we want when it comes to biology. You know, I mean, I wake up today and I want to be a supermodel. I'm going to be mad at the magazine for not putting me on the cover.
You could try to make yourself a supermodel. You could have plastic surgery.
Lately, we've been going in that direction anyway. The supermodels keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger anyhow. Right?
Well, but again, could she choose to compete with the men? Is that an option?
No, it's not an option.
Oh, so it's not an option. So she has no choice then. That was my whole point. That's the simple question. Like, that's why I don't blame her. Our last caller saying, well, she should have integrity. She wants to freaking swim. The rules are, this is who she competes against.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you the question. Maybe you can answer it. What should she do? You guys have no answer. I mean, it's a simple question.
Well, she's not allowed to swim against the dudes now.
Exactly. So what should she do?
Swim in the ocean?
Not compete. Is that what you're telling her?
I don't know. Maybe, like, competition's what drives her, obviously.
So then what should she do?
Maybe there's, like, some kind of, like, club team or something. I don't know.
That's the problem.
I think clearly this is not kosher.
Right. But the problem is, and I think this is what our last caller is missing, I'm not disagreeing about what should be done in terms of the rules. I'm disagreeing about her. She wants to swim.
Hey.
If this is her only way to swim in competition, how do you begrudge her? She, on her own, should say, nah, this isn't right. Nah, I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm going to go compete elsewhere. Craig just pointed it out. She's not allowed to compete with the boys.
Yeah.
So what should she do? There's no answer.
There's no answer, and it's right. A weird thing, because, again, in theory, you want her to take herself out of competition. That's what drives her.
Yeah.
And the other side is you want to applaud her fight for living life to who she is. She hasn't broken any laws. She's not a bad person. And the other side is you cannot dominate in the manner you're dominating and anyone think that's fair. It's not fair.
It's not fair. I agree with you.
No. Nothing was anything dumped on SNY? Are you confirming that?
Yes, confirming no.
By the way, a lot of people are pissed at Clint Frazier for taking some shots at the New York Yankees on his way out the door. Remember, folks, the Yankees said goodbye to him. The Yankees made the decision that Clint Frazier was no longer a Yankee.
Do you think the Yankees did Clint dirty in his time
here? No, I don't. Clint Frazier couldn't stay on the field. Now, if you want to tell me...
Totally agree.
The Brett Gardner stuff early last year? Even with that, Clint Frazier has been unable to stay on a field. And I don't blame him for that. He's got head problems.
Until last year, I would have been on the side of, I don't know if he was given a full opportunity. I think he was given an opportunity last year, and I feel bad because I like Clint. He failed. So I don't think this is about the Yankees holding him back. But look, competitors are like this. This is why you can't even blame Clint Frazier. He got released. In his mind, he got fired. Okay? That's what happened. Let's relate this to the real world. He got fired. The Yankees said, we don't want you. Of course he's going to have a chip on his shoulder, right or wrong.
And go take number 7 if you want it. Oh, they wouldn't give it to you either? Great. You can have 77. Like Clint Frazier.
I love that we brought that up.
Clint Frazier is now an afterthought for us Yankee fans, right? Clint Frazier. Like, we're worried about what Clint Frazier doesn't do again this year in his attempts to be a professional ball player. Right? Clint Frazier.
You're not worried about
another guy that never lived up to expectations.
He was given
for
left
the
field. He was given left field this
given
year. I don't
left
know what
field.
He wants to complain
and
about.
And what did he do with it? Now, I respect the fact he has a head issue, vertigo, concussion thing, whatever it might be. So I'm not mocking that. It's real. But Clint Frazier, slow your roll, Tiger.
Yeah, but he has a chip on his shoulder because he got fired by the Yankees, right or wrong. We can argue, or not even argue because it's easy, that he didn't do a good job this past year with the opportunity, but that's natural. We would all do that.
Yeah.
If we were fired, if the fan fired you tomorrow, you'd have a chip on your shoulder. Come on, you're a competitor. Well, what do you think a 25-year-old outfielder has? You don't think he's got a damn chip on his shoulder? Now go prove it. Prove the Yankees wrong, Clint.
A-Rod has announced his number one piece of advice for young entrepreneurs and striving businessmen and women. Well, hit 600 home runs and life will be pretty simple for
you. Make a lot of money playing baseball.
Yeah. Here's what he said. This is what people paid for this. Never stop learning. Okay, now, but follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah.
This is A-Rod's so special.
He is.
His number one piece of advice is never stop learning. But then he goes to line two of that. I've often wondered what it would have been like to go to college, sit in classrooms, and even study for final exams. Now, shouldn't the follow-up line to never stop learning be, that's why I went back to Miami and got my degree? Shouldn't that be the follow-up? No?
Did he not do that?
No! He wrote a check to build him a gymnasium, but he didn't go back and get a degree.
That's funny.
He spoke at Harvard. Harvard!
Look at that.
Harvard Business School. Memo to the world. Hit 600 home runs. Life will be pretty easy. I've always thought that the number one tool I could teach people in life was never stop your quest to learn, like I did.
You know how my brain works? When you said A-Rod says he was thinking about going to college, I think to myself, okay, so 3 years later, who had the number one pick in the draft? What team would he end up, what team would he ended up on? And by the way, in case you're curious, the answer is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Thanks, Evan. Thanks. Thanks for being here.
I thought that.
Thank you for being here.
I couldn't have been the only one. Maybe it was only five of us who thought, oh, A-Rod thinks about going to college. I wonder what where he would have ended up.
877-337.
He has a couple of years of eligibility. He can play.
Yeah, listen, J.R. Smith went back to play golf. Right? A-Rod could go back, not play baseball. He could go back and play something else, though.
Is that how it works?
He could play any other sport.
Back. He can't play baseball.
He cannot play baseball.
But he could play basketball.
Yes.
Like, if he was good enough.
Yeah, he's got eligibility.
40-plus year, however old he is now, 45, 46, maybe older.
He has 4 years. He didn't do a year in Miami, right?
Wait a second. Hold on.
Because he went to Seattle as a teenager, right?
Let me get this through my head now. LeBron James
could
go to Ohio State and play tight end.
That's correct. Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he sure could. He has all his eligibility.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. His eligibility stays in place. Here's Patrick in Verona. Hey, Patrick, what's going on?
Johnny, what's going on? How you doing?
All right.
You know, I wanted to make a Giants play, and I still do.
Go ahead.
I'm curious. And by the way, real quick, that thing at Reds about a month or so ago against the Raiders was a good time. You guys threw a good party. It was fun.
Oh, the tailgate party? Well,
with
thank you.
With the slap and the pig and everything.
Oh, yeah. We have a big comedy event coming up at the end of January now, too.
Is that going to be at Reds, too?
That's not going to be a free thing. You're going to have to pay to go to that one. Sorry.
I could probably swing that.
We only, our generosity only goes so far. Free Wendy's, free Premio sausage, free music, free Jack Daniels, free pig spanking, free, at some point you got to pay for something.
Hey, I get it. That's one of the kind of deal. I understand.
Yeah, okay, good. All right,
so I'm a Giants fan. It's like I'm basically debating if I can even watch or root for the team anymore. And I don't know how, you always talk about how the thing's going to get worse. What do you guys think is the worst move the Giants can make next year? Is it signing Saquon to an extension? Is it somehow keeping Gettleman? Is it giving this coach an extension, even though, he's shown us that, he doesn't even know that it's meaningful to have two timeouts in the second half or before half.
Gettleman.
Like, it's Gettleman?
Yeah, I think it's Gettleman mainly because, and I'm about to give Dave Gettleman a compliment before I rip him. Dave Gettleman got you an extra first round pick. He should be commended for that. That was a keen move that he made after DeVonta Smith was selected when Philadelphia jumped ahead of the Giants. So the Giants have a gift from the gods, Craig. They have two first-round picks, and they're both going to be awesome picks because one of them's from Chicago. I can't trust Dave Gettleman anymore. I can't trust him. When I look at every first-round pick he's ever made since he's gotten here, including the year he had three, including Saquon, including Daniel Jones, we'll see about Andrew Thomas. I can't trust him. So more than anything else, the biggest mistake the New York Giants could make, and they won't make this mistake, is keeping Dave Gettleman.
I'm looking at a picture right now.
You all right over there?
Tomorrow is National Brownie Day. TMZ just put out a tweet showing like five scientists with the world's largest edible brownie consisting of 20,000 milligrams of THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. And they're selling it.
Can you buy it?
I can't buy
it.
No,
man.
It's an 850-pound weed brownie for sale. It has 20,000 milligrams. Now, to give you an example, If you take a legal edible, it's typically 10 milligrams. That's what an edible typically has, 10 milligrams of THC. This has 20,000 milligrams. How much do you think it costs, though?
850 pounds.
850 pounds, 20,000 milligrams of marijuana.
When I suggested you should buy it, you said I can't, so it's out of your price range.
It has 1,344 eggs, 81 pounds of flour, and on and on and on.
$57,000.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Do you have an answer to this?
It was made by the folks at MariMed to celebrate the launch of their new Bubby's Baked Infused Baked Goods.
So you don't have an answer to how much it costs?
No. I guess it's going to be auctioned off, maybe?
Oh, auctioned off.
I guess.
I have never tried marijuana, but I've always said, man, if I ever do,
don't do this.
In an edible. It would be in a pot brownie. And I haven't done it yet. And I don't know if I ever will. I got two kids. I'm kind of washed up now. But if I ever tried the marijuana, it would be that way.
Yeah?
So why don't you buy it for me?
Dude, this is a six-figure brownie. Just put that into your head. Calculate that.
That's a lot.
I'm not buying you an 850-pound weed brownie.
It's psychedelic, bro. Maybe buy me a smaller one. I don't know.
But I wonder. That's awesome.
I would try that.
And I'm looking at a picture of it. Boy, that'll mess somebody up.
You think?
Yeah.
That'll kill somebody.
It took five people to make and a full day to complete. Yeah, it's essentially, it's half a ton. That's crazy town. That is crazy town. Here's Rob in New Hyde Park. We say goodbye to SNY, and thanks to Grubhub. See you tomorrow, guys. Rob, go ahead. How are you?
Good evening, guys. Evan, I didn't think you were the biggest dork on the planet until that last little statement.
I never did.
I have to admit it.
Hey, look,
never
listen,
did it.
There are those people that exist. Allow them to be.
I exist, man. Don't hate it.
God bless. So the logical conclusion of the last story you guys were talking to, I was thinking to myself, yes, it may not be that possible or that prevalent transgenders in sports at this point. But eventually it will be, because more and more people being empowered to come out, do their thing, and go through the hormone therapy and compete in these sports.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, isn't it possible 20 or 30 years down the line, as transgenders become more prevalent, to have an entire field of transgendered athletes competing in the opposite or the unborn sex's sport? So, for instance, there could be 10 born males competing in the NCAA or potentially the Olympic
female
field.
You're taking it to a crazy degree, but, you know, 50 years from now, as, you know, transgendered community grows and grows.
But keep this in mind.
Why isn't that possible?
But keep this in mind. There is no rule against a female playing Major League Baseball. There isn't. There's
right.
no rule against a female playing in the NBA. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know about that.
I don't think there is.
I mean, isn't that why there's the WNBA?
It doesn't mean there's a rule against it. Look it up.
Okay.
I don't think there is.
I mean, I'm not going to look it up, but okay.
You're not interested enough to look it up?
No.
Then why would you even argue by saying, well, the WNBA exists? So if that's the case, which I think we agree with, there is no rule. There was a pretty good TV show with Mark Paul Gosselaar in which a female made the major leagues.
Okay, by definition, Mark Paul Gosselaar's in it, it wasn't good.
It was really good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was like 7 episodes. It was on Fox, and they got like the licensing deals. She was on the Padres. It was great. Anyhow, I digress. You're going to try to play in the men's sport, even if you're a female athlete, because why? Let's just be blunt about it. You can make more money there. Like, if you are transgender and you can play baseball, you're going to try to play Major League Baseball. And there's no rule against that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.